Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. This is our weekly, for now weekly, whole life leadership message series that I come on to live stream weekly to share with you a message to rise to your highest potential, lift others. I am the founder of She Summit, a platform program for women and women of color and allies in the workplace to advance them through this, what I call the whole life leadership method. And really, you know, in 2021, we've been in a series of, you know, workplaces, families, culture, community, really our cultural systems were not ever set up for everyone to experience equity and to truly thrive wholly. And that this is 2021 is the sort of call to all of us that we need to really build a new foundation for how work and life and career, health, how it all is being done, and to do it in an equitable way. And the whole life leadership method is a framework that teaches both individuals and organizations to really awaken, you know, your individual impact, your inclusionary behavior, and your whole life well-being. Again, you know, if the world will always be broken and not operate at its potential, if human beings are broken and not operating at our potential, and human beings make up workplaces, we make up humanity. And so it's really important that, you know, what is the highest whole potential of a human being? We all have individual impact and purpose. We are here to become, right, and to serve. So my method really awakens that, you know, what is our individual impact? It is our behavior and how we show up and how what we model, right, our inclusionary behavior, and to ensure that our whole lives thrive. So today, the message really is around how we show up and something that is, I'm going to refer to as emotional safe space. Other people can call it in the workplace, especially psychological safe space. But the idea here is that so often, you know, we don't realize that, you know, whether it's, you know, in the workplace with our managers, at our companies, with our teams, or at home with our family members, it's really hard to show up and sometimes fully be who we are and expose and express what we are struggling through or what we're going through. And if we're living and showing up in like workplace environments or in relationships where we can't be our whole self, and we're struggling with something and we don't have the space with others, the community to help heal what we're struggling through, then we're really always going to be in this unhealthy system, right? And so today the topic is around, you know, emotional safe space. And especially I'm going to target this conversation more to the workplace and more to corporations and organizations and business. Is and especially for managers, especially if you manage people and you are a leader in your organization or you run your own business and you have to manage team members, you know, getting you to really think and ask you, do you create emotional safe space for those that work with you and for those that are on your team? Can your team members, your direct reports, fully show up as who they are and express what they're struggling through or maybe ideas that they have, or, you know, they have greatness in them and they have struggle in them, right? And are you creating the space to really unleash that or to understand that? And that is really this, you know, the new generation of leadership that we need are, you know, this sort of feminine traits rooted quality of having that empathy and having that compassion and creating that energy and that sense of belonging so that your direct reports, your team members can come to you and express, again, whether it's something really positive and ideas and innovation, or it's something that they could be struggling with, right? And that is how we are going to truly unleash the limitless potential and unleash innovation, is through this creating the space of vulnerability. I love Brené Brown says that vulnerability is the birthplace for innovation. Again, vulnerability is the birthplace for innovation. So, and if you think about workplaces, workplaces were really designed based on very masculine traits, right? I always say that, you know, the workplace was not designed for women and men. It was not designed for caregivers. It was designed for, for men and in this system, and the family was designed for women, right? Caregivers and mothers and domestic, you know, caregivers, all of that. So, but the masculine traits of business, you know, don't show weakness, church and state, you know, assertiveness, and, you know, win the game. And it's this different approach, it's this different energy. Whereas again, you know, vulnerability and showing what you're struggling through and being really honest and open about those challenges or that imperfection that makes all of us human and is actually, again, the birthplace of really all the innovation that we need, that doesn't come through, right? So you're not, so in those moments where if you're creating a culture that's not rooted in a system where your people can be fully who they are and share with you what's going on, that's where we're really, that's the gap that we need to close right now. So, you know, we are in this massive female recession. All the research shows that, you know, over 5 million women have left the workforce since COVID started. The, you know, female progress is being set back by 32 years. Is the number that I have as of late. And, you know, for that to really change, for managers and for organizations to retain, for your people to stay, you really need to shift into this inclusion, cultivate this inclusionary behavior of creating emotional safe space and be that leader that, you know, just develops the reputation where, oh, you know, her character, his character, you know, your character, you know, you're the type of person that I can come to, right? You're that great leader that people can talk to, that is always humbled, doors always open. You have compassion. You have empathy. I feel safe communicating with you. I feel safe bringing something to you. And I'm not going to just say, you know, this is something we need to cultivate. This is something we need to double down on. This is something we need to drastically a muscle. Like the best leaders, the future leaders have to cultivate and really, you know, almost like pretend you're a coach, right? Like, you know, it's opposed to being a manager, you're leading, you know, instead of leading people and leading a team, you're leading a community. Instead of, you know, managing them, you are inspiring them, you are coaching them, you're empowering them. And so in order to do that, you need to create, you know, to have this ability to create emotional safe space. I want to share a few stories and examples. Well, first of all, there is this great Instagram meme that I found of, you know, why are so many women downshifting? And one of them is obviously, you know, the caregiving demands of COVID and homeschooling and all the domestic responsibilities that predominantly fall on women. But a lot of it is also this constant stress that you have on you where you feel like you always need to be on because you're not seeing each other every day. And we're in this sort of digital transformational world of working today where virtual working, you know, you don't, you know, like the emails are endless, the Zoom meetings are endless. And so you can get sucked in so easily into all of these, you know, things that you need to be a part of and pulled into these email chains. And the work you really need to get done, the strategic work, you know, is it's hard to keep up with that, right? So there's this constant stress of, you know, am I working hard enough? Is my boss going to think that I'm doing enough? And there's that piece of it. And again, there's also those interruptions, right? Because we are at home. We don't have the boundaries. We don't have the commute to work where we can mentally shift, right? Everything is being blended together. We don't have that cutoff point. And so, you know, if you're trying to juggle so much and you're not seeing the facial expression, you know, because, you know, you're behind emails and video conferences and, you know, you can't really feel or have that human connection with your teammates or with your direct reports or with your boss, you know, that's where a lot of the stress, the invisible, that's also invisible emotional labor that women are experiencing and people are experiencing, right? Men as well. So I'm focusing primarily on women because of the female recession that we're seeing and the disparities in gender that we're seeing due to COVID. And, you know, the other thing that women can be experiencing is also this feeling of just not doing a good enough job and just not being able to share their challenges with their managers. And if you do, because we have to, you know, again, the masculine traits rooted system that we've been raised in business and work, is that you need to come across like you have it all together. You have to come across like you are, you know, perfect and well-spoken, well put together, you know, the decks and the proposals and the quality of work needs to be right on the money. And, you know, that's the system of success, right? This very polished system of success that really has given us, you know, is really what has defined our worth and our contribution for so long. And so there's going to be a lot of imperfection. There's going to be, you know, we're human and there's so many challenges that people are facing, especially women, in the context of this conversation. And so it's really important that managers and leaders create the space and create the culture, not just as individuals, but can those really senior leaders and or those group team managers create the culture for, you know, where people can be transparent and people can be their authentic selves. And it's really exhausting having to show up one way, you know, at home, and then another way at work. That is just the exhausting part, right? It's already hard enough to get the work done, do your best work, serve your gifts and talents, be a great caregiver, and all the roles, all the leadership roles that we play in the whole life leadership method. And it's hard enough just to do that well, but the concern of how perfect something is and not being able to be truly who you are, that becomes the exhausting part. I know, you know, in my work, I do quite a bit of coaching and advisory work with executives and groups at corporations. And I also, you know, obviously coach a large number of women and allies in our She Summit program, which is our conference has turned into this virtual year-round program where we do monthly coaching and monthly community gatherings. And I have seen over and over again, especially women of color, you know, where, you know, I've been supporting them and they are, you know, the champions internally who are driving big initiatives forward and upward and throughout the organization. But ultimately they lack influence, and they're, because they don't have that super senior title, and they are the only, right? Oh, you are the African-American, the Black, you know, female or male, you are the Asian person, or you're the female. And so you're the diverse person. We'd love for you have the passion to run or drive something, drive this initiative. And then ultimately they work so hard to drive something forward. But ultimately they lack the influence of budget. They lack the influence often of really pushing something through that can really make sustainable long-term impact. And I've seen these women leave, and I've seen a lot of people leave companies, and they stay in it and they work so hard, they give so much, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's this battle of feeling that they give a lot and but ultimately they are not valued or they're not really being seen. And I especially see this so commonly with women of color. And the data shows us that as well, right? I mean, that's where, you know, we've seen a huge number of women, actually women of color, leave the workplace and actually start their own businesses because they're just ready to, you know, actually be in a career where they can actually be influential and bring their visions and genius to life, right? As opposed to waiting for that sort of approval and waiting for that buy-in in a corporation. And so that's just almost, it's so pervasive. It's such a pervasive trend. And this is why this conversation is so important. You know, is your company culture teaching your managers, and it just in general, is your culture an open door environment where people and managers can really be honest and their authentic selves and create emotional safe space for others to, again, share their good stuff, share their hard stuff, so that as human beings, as a community, you know, companies are communities. Companies are micro societies of humanity. And so that these communities can truly, truly thrive and the organization can really extract the best innovation, the best insights out of its people, right? And it is tapping into the authenticity. It is tapping into the vulnerability. That is where the limitless possibility lies. And so again, you know, my big movement with, you know, whether it's my bottom up She Summit program, mobilizing champions, women and allies to further rise and lift diversity and inclusion in their organizations, starting with themselves, or whether it's by top down consulting or coaching with corporations and advising, coaching senior leaders and talent leaders, is that, you know, is we need to be bold. We need to be bold in truly changing culture and embedding these pillars and values from the root up, because otherwise we will always be putting a Band-Aid on a broken system, right? On something that needs root-based healing. So, you know, this is why also with our She Summit program, you know, we do these monthly gatherings with hundreds of, you know, again, women of color, allies in organizations and some entrepreneurs and coaches in there as well. But we just started something called a safe space survey that we send out after getting inspired and listening to a topic. The participants and the members can just share on a form, you know, this is how I feel. This is what I'm feeling coming out of that conversation. And again, this is just anonymous information that we can then dial back into the corporate partner. And that is really the information that that leaders really need to hear, is really what are your people really, really going through, and how do you prevent that risk? How do you mitigate risk of people leaving with a strategy? I'm going to just bring up Intel. Did something super cool a few years ago. Barbara Y is Intel's chief diversity and inclusion officer. This was her brainchild, but they noticed that a lot of employees were leaving, and they created something called the Warm Line. And it's an anonymous hotline where employees are paired with case managers to resolve workplace concerns and struggles. So before they quit, and it's anonymous. So, you know, people have the permission, right, to just call into this hotline and share, this is what's happening, this is how I feel. It's almost therapy in a way. But so that they could actually identify those invisible gaps, those holes in the system and in the culture. And then over time, figure out what are the trends that are happening here that are consistent, and to really start tackling those systematically, because again, it's a systemic issue, one by one. And so since they started the hotline, they've seen an 82% save rate, meaning more than 8 in 10 of the employees who filed complaints are still at the company. So again, that's just a case study of, you know, can you create, you know, can your organization or as a leader individually make sure that that's an embedded part of your leadership character and your leadership development, is the ability to have that empathy and to innovate around this safe space and this type of culture. So I love two reminders of quotes that I love, is people don't leave companies, they leave people. People don't leave companies, they leave people or managers, right? So, you know, that is so much of, again, of this work to advance diversity, equity, inclusion, humanity, social impact, a better future, a better world. That's what diversity and inclusion means. It means a better, equal, equitable humanity where everybody thrives. That's the work we should all be in. Your career should be your social impact, right? And how do we all continue to align, whether your pathway is entrepreneurship or intrapreneurship or corporate hybridship? I talk about that in my How We Rise book, the three pathways to, you know, your highest whole life purpose, professional pathways, is that, you know, our work should be our social impact. And that's how, again, we're going to collectively build a better future for everyone. The other quote that I wanted to share with it, which is from Craig Rochelle, a leadership author that I love. He says that people would rather follow a leader that is always real than always right. People would rather follow a leader that is always real rather than always right. And, you know, I'm going to just share something personal also right now that you know, running a business and being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of change happening in my life this year. And, you know, I've mentioned that my whole family got COVID in February. And also, you know, we've actually been renting in Connecticut, me and my family in Westport, Connecticut for the last 3 years. And we had intended on buying, but the market is so inflated right now and distorted because of COVID. And we're thinking about a drastic move to Florida. And so, which is so different from, you know, the born and raised New Yorker in me, who's been in the Northeast for so long, and my husband's from the South. But I've just had to, you know, I've been through a lot of emotional ups and downs with our strategy this year and really leaning into, you know, what we want to create. And I always have this desire to do more than less, right? That's what creatives do. We always want to create. I always want to create. And it's been hard for me to really settle in on, you know, okay, this is, there definitely are things that we are like our summit program, my coaching work, but in terms of innovation and, you know, with my team, I haven't been that consistent, clear leader. I haven't been that person that is like, this is what we're doing. This is the conviction, X, Y, Z. I have that conviction around the impact and the mission and the movement. But in terms of, you know, what are the programs and the resources we want to financially and time-wise invest in this year to achieve our mission? What are our goals this year? And because of my health through COVID, you know, my kids at home without a caregiver, without, you know, childcare, and also just the possibility of moving, you know, my foundation is not rooted right now. And so I've had to really be that imperfect leader with my team members and say, hey, I know last month I really wanted to do this, but given the circumstances, and I've had to show up really imperfect. I've had to show up really, you know, messy sometimes. But I stick to being a human and I stick to being as real as possible. And we're all just doing our best and we're all giving so much and we have to have compassion for ourselves. But I've had to really practice, you know, and, you know, with my team again, I mean, entrepreneurship, I feel is, you know, we double down on creating emotional safe space with us and our team members, because it really is almost like building a mini community and a family. And so anyway, so I wanted to share that personal story because, you know, just for all of you and all of us to, you know, be easy on ourselves. And I know we need to keep up with our titles and we need to keep up with the perceptions of, you know, who we are on LinkedIn and our resume and our accolades. And we need to keep up with all of that. And so when you are struggling with something and you need emotional safe space from your team members, and you also need to offer emotional safe space, that we are just, you know, we're all humans trying to do it all. And it takes a village. And so again, we need to get into this more empathetic, compassionate, human, imperfect, authentic way of working. That is the seed of innovation. That is in that humanness. It's in that vulnerability where we will, you know, continue to rise together as a tribe to change and really heal and solve and innovate all the work that there is ahead for work, for diversity, equity, inclusion, for all of it. So that is my message today. Is really dig deeper, learn more about, you know, creating emotional, how can I create emotional safe space, psychological safe work environments, do some research on the topic and share this video with managers, workers, team members, diversity leaders, mamas and papas. And again, practice it at home because it starts in the family. How we show up, are you creating safe space for your spouse? Are you creating safe space for your kids? You know, and again, we need to reciprocate this, in order to, so that everybody can just really be seen, heard, belong, and truly thrive. All right. Have an amazing rest of the day and I'll see you next week.